On Shvi Shel Pesach, we read about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And as well as we just had the Seder a week ago, we read in the Haggadah that the rabbis debate how greater they compare and contrast the greatness of the miracles at Kriyas Yamsuf over what happened in Egypt. If Yossi Aglili says, Shaloko Amitzum Zayim Eser Makos, Valayam Laku Chamishim Makos. They had 50 Makos on the Red Sea. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Laku Mitzayim Laku Abar Makos, Valayam Laku Masayim Makos. They had 200. They suffered 200 Makos. And Rabbi Kiva says 250. So we see they talk about how great the miracles were at the Kriyas Yamsuf, even greater than the miracles of the 10 plagues and all the other miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. So what's the pshat here? What does it actually mean? So, you know, there were many nisim in the Torah. So why is Kriyas Yamsuf known as the prototype of all miracles? In terms of supernatural quality, you could probably find some just as well. So if you look at the Psukim, it says, and Moshe stuck out his hand over the Yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it to go back. There was a strong east wind, and dry land, waters were divided, etc. So of course, we're always going to have people say, miracle, what are you talking about? There was a east wind going on. That, in other words, within nature, we find nisim. We agree that that every day is a nis. The Ramban writes that the difference between what we call a nis, we call supernatural, is one happens every day. What happens once in a while. But we believe nature is the handmaiden of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, and the pshat isn't whether it was Kriyas Yamsuf, whether it was supernatural, not supernatural, doesn't make a difference. That when we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf as the prototype of all miracles, it's the association with the divine that it's important. Vayamidu b'Hashem uva Moshe avdo. That's what made it great. That's what makes Nisim great. As we say, you know, Nisim, you know, Klai Yisrael lives on Emunah. You don't become a Maimon based on miracles, the Rambam writes. And in our generation and before, we've seen the Nisim of 1948, the Six-Day War, Yom Kippur War, all the Jews returning to Eretz Israel, the Scuds, all these different wars, and all events in our own life. They're only considered miraculous if you recognize them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have all the miracles you want. If you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no nes. The nes is in the everyday things, and that's why we began the Yanta with Tfilas Tal. Rain is more of a, as everyone knows about it, it's more of a gila. Tfilas Tal is the hidden nes. Sofim, like we do on the night of Pesach, it's hidden. Seeing HaKadosh Baruch in a hidden way, that's a greater nes. As the Meshech Chochma writes, you say Hallel when a miracle happens. If you say Hallel every day, you're a Magadev. They both come from come from Tehillim. If you say Ashrei three times a day, you Zochet Olam Haba. And that's the sort of Kriyas Yamsuf, is the prototype of all miracles, because of its association with the divine, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.